listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. Millions of women in the US will lose their legal right to have an abortion after the Supreme Court overturned a landmark ruling. The majority of justices found Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided because the Constitution doesn't specifically mention abortion. Individual states now have the power to decide if it's legal. It's expected roughly half of the states will introduce a ban. President Joe Biden has slammed the ruling while addressing the nation.
The court literally taking America back 150 years. This is a sad day for the country, in my view. But it doesn't mean the fight's over.
Back home, the PM is copping criticism from crossbenchers after he slashed funding for their offices. It means independents only will be allowed one parliamentary staff member instead of four. Some are now threatening to stall the government's agenda. A lot of strike action will rock New South Wales this coming week. Train drivers are planning to drive slower and refuse to operate foreign-built vehicles as part of 4 days of industrial action, while nurses and midwives across the state are set to walk off the job, followed by teachers a couple of days later. And we've set a new world record in the mixed 4x100 metres freestyle final at the World Swimming Championships. The Aussie team shaved 0.02 of a second off the record set by the US in 2019 to claim gold. New South Wales has beaten Queensland 20-14 to claim the women's State of Origin crown for the first time since 2019.
Full-time siren sounds in the background, and New South Wales beat Queensland in the women's State of Origin game. A great result and a great curtain raiser for the game on Sunday.
That call on Triple M, it comes ahead of tomorrow's big matchup, with the Blues needing to win against the Maroons to keep the Origin series alive.
Listener.